Oh, come on, pass it over.
No. Okay, here we go. Here, take a. It's a Winston. It tastes good like a cigarette should.
Oh, Donovan, are we past the leader? I think we are. Oh, Donovan, we are past the leader. No one knows what we're talking about.
Oh, crap, Premium. I forgot what day it is.
It's the 12th of September in the year 2004. I'm on the ball.
How do you know that?
I did my research.
Oh, I'm sunburned. I'm sun-crisped, Premium. I spent too much time in the sun.
I need more time in the sun, Donovan. I'm a glowworm. I look like an albino.
I just want to take a nap. That's all I want to do. When you came over to do the show today, I was napping. Let's get this done so I can finish my nap, okay?
Well, when you called me up, I was just waking up for a nap, so...
No, you were in the bathtub.
Oh, I was. That's right. But
that's what they said. They said you were taking a luxurious Premium Deluxe cherry-filtered sun bath. What?!
Well, then I was going to get
up. You smell cherry-licious. You smell like cherries.
Then I was going to get
up. Did you hit the jackpot 3 cherries in a row?
No. Never have. Probably never will either.
I like to apologize to all the listeners out there for the Lori hacking comment I made 2 episodes ago. Apologies. I didn't mean to mention that her corpse was riding around on a scary carnival ride. Didn't mean it.
On the carousel, dog.
I didn't want anyone to imagine a scary scully corpse
so
riding around.
So many people were upset, Donovan.
This is Vinyl Cobwebs. 12-4?
Yes, and it's a festivus for the... Come on, play along, Donovan.
Tired. I want to climb in a big hat box and just take a nap.
A festivus for the rest of us!
All right, just,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Coming up on this show, Premium will blah and go...
Somewhere.
And tell Tiki Time jokes and whatever else he does.
And we'll play something by Kyo Sakamoto.
No.
Yes, we will.
No, yes, we will. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Premium. You can go now. Yeah, just turn up the flutes. Turn up the flutes.
Come on, play along, Donovan.
What happened? I actually made it into my pink hat box, and I'm taking a nap.
I'm Kyo Sakamoto.
Oh, stop already. Please put something on. Just do it.
This is the shortest song in the
Don't slide too far, to the side, out of sight. Now put your hands up. He's the bee's knees of everything that is vinyl cobwebs. And he's going places, he sure is.
Yes, Dog, and I read my USA Today. It's what? Episode 204, September 12th in the year 2004. We just played The Slide. Has the same backup band as the teen idol kid that sang the Kangaroo song. It's on the Success Records label, and I guess they have the same house band, and so they would back all these singers up that got on the Success label. The most famous and profitable song was by the Blendtones. This same group, they had a song called Dear Diary. Well, no, it was the Lovers. Nah, some people play both sides, so... But this is their follow-up called The Slide.
Something tells me there might be a longer version of The Slide out there. Did you notice when it ended, it just kind of faded off during the instrumentalization
part? Right in the middle of going boop, 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 boop.
It just disappeared. I wonder if it was longer, and the producer said, we need to cut this short if we're going to fit it on the disc.
Yeah, they faded it out. And the first song we played was the shortest song ever in the world. It's called The Shortest Song in the... Hey, I stopped.
You stopped? Fill in the world. It's the shortest song in the world.
When I wrote it on the playlist, I put in the. I need to talk
about a throwaway B-side.
Yeah, it's a throwaway B-side to some obscure country artist on that awful, that lime apple color.
Ugh.
You know, like green apples.
Was that late 60s?
Yeah.
RCA.
It's about the time John Wilkinson was
doing Marty July, You're a Woman.
It's from 1969 to at least 71. And the main side was Biloxi or whatever. Isn't that the name
I
of the
Biloxi,
city?
Biloxi, yeah. Biloxi, Mississippi.
Kenny Price. But
I spent a long time in Biloxi, Mississippi, doing something. I can't remember what it was. I was just confused me. I think I was in a chain gang there or something.
Did you see
rocks.
Sam Cooke? Did you see Sam Cooke was your,
that's right,
your chain gang
banging
mate?
Banging rocks.
In the
did
hot
you,
sun.
You know, Ram, not to change the subject from Vinyl Cobwebs, but USA Today paper, been buying that for 20 years, every day to read during lunch, and they've raised the price to 75 cents U.S., and they have a big sign on their machines outside. You know, you go to your local convenience store, and you can put your quarters in.
Yeah.
They got a big sign over the machine going, now 75 cents, like it's something special. Like they lowered the price.
Oh, yeah, right. I always go to 7-Eleven in the morning, and I buy two papers, and then, you know, USA Today is one of them, and a local paper. And I just pleasantly go there, okay, here's my $2 even, or $1 even, like it always is.
You need another quarter.
What do you mean I need another quarter? What do you mean?
You fell victim to it, too, this week.
Yeah.
It's just not good. And speaking of not good, too, I know I'm going to go on a ramble here, but we can play like five songs in a row to make up for it. George Lucas, that Star Wars geek guy, put out his this week that DVD set, you know, the first three movies, and all the fans are excited.
Yeah.
The dummy idiot went in and edited them again.
Oh,
you know,
please.
Why can't they leave it the way it was?
Did he take out some politically correct stuff that is now politically incorrect?
Not really, but you know how the new movies that are coming out have the guy playing Darth Vader, you know, when he's young.
Yeah.
And at the end of the third movie, they show Darth Vader in a flashback, you know, his dad after he dies or whatever. And they replace the old actor from the 1983 movie with the new actor that's playing him in the ones now. They superimposed him in.
Oh, don't do that.
So all the fans will have continuity.
George Lucas
says he needs continuity.
He's a moron.
Speaking of morons, we're going to play some Star Wars. Oh!
He made one decent movie, American Graffiti, and that was it. Oh, plus maybe that science fiction one before American Graffiti, but that was kind of THC or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, he named his sound system after it.
Yeah.
Dopey.
American Graffiti was the highlight, I'm sorry.
We're going to play more of the Rebel Force Band living in these Star Wars bad Spinal Tap-ish LP.
Please don't put it on.
You have to. I promise the listeners.
Don't put
this
it
one's
on.
A very groovy, disco-y, druggy number. It's called Spaced Out. This is the Rebel Force Band right here in courtesy.
Let's see if it has any redeeming value, Donovan.
Oh, it's redeeming.
It better be better than that last
pop it
time.
Right in the groove. Here we go.
Better be better than that Obi-Wan. Better be better than Obi-Wan.
Shut up. We'll be right back. Jim, I've been spaced out for so long since I returned to the fold in 204. What?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years for a premium deluxe.
Oh, 2 years? What are you talking about?
I'm getting too old for that stuff. No.
You know what's amazing? Our microphones are working. I don't know what happened. Maybe we need a new battery every show. Could you afford a new battery every show?
Not necessarily so.
I'm going to vote for John Kerry. Vote for John Kerry. It's coming up. Should we make another bet like we did last time on Vinyl Cobwebs? We made a bet. I voted Al Gore, and you said George Bush would win, and we weren't able to solve that bet. I still don't think we haven't paid each other for that bet.
The Swift boats, the veterans are sinking his boat, but I know there's 2 months left to go. Anything can happen. I think it's tilting in our favor. We got the bump.
You know, have you seen Michael Moore's
movie? We got
the
bounce.
Have you seen Michael Moore's movie about 9/11?
Yes, I have.
You did. We talked about this.
I actually laughed a few times. It was funny.
What would happen if George Bush embraced him and he ran on his ticket, Michael Moore, instead of Cheney?
Oh, well, maybe he'd win.
Imagine the signs. More Bush in 2004.
Hold on. You know what, Donovan?
What? That was funny.
You are so damn funny.
Why?
You're original, too.
No, I'm not. I stole that.
There's a certain part of our town that's kind of on the liberal side, liberal residents, and you know the avenues.
No.
Yes, well, anyway, up in the avenues, someone has taken to the stop signs. They've stenciled underneath the stop Bush.
Well, that's...
It's clever, Donovan.
That's pretty clever.
But you know what I've done? I've done some myself. Stop, and I spell K-E-W-W-E-E. Stop, K-W-E.
Why do you spell like that?
I don't know.
Did you take a trip to Trenton?
I
Trenton,
like,
get it? You sound like a New Jersey accent. Get it, Trenton? Come on, Brandon, laugh with me.
All I can say, Donovan, is...
We got some John Davidson coming up later in the show, but now I'm going to turn the microphone over to Premium Deluxe, and he's gonna play a platter that matters for you. Do it! Come on, Premium!
Donovan, I have a platter that matters for all you Bush fans. Here we go, dedicated only to you. All you Kerry fans, go away. Oh, I hope you all like this record. I don't care. Here goes! I'm going to spin it now! Whee!
Kung Pao Chicken.
When he smiles and shakes his head and starts that beat, the kids start screaming and stomping their feet. It's the younger generation's kind of rhythm, so don't be a creep, come on and get with them. It's the Ringo Beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Ringo Beat. Yeah, yeah. It's the Ringo Beat. Yeah, yeah. It started back with Elvis and his hips and guitar. Chubby Checker went a twist and then became a star. Then along came a drummer with the Beatles score. He beat a kind of rhythm and they clamored for more. Now that Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that Ringo beat. We stood in line for the Paramount show, and all we could holler was, go, go, go. No doubt about it, there's a new sensation. He started a rhythm for the younger generation. So don't knock the rhythm of the kids today. Remember, they're playing the Ringo way.
Yeah. I hope y'all like that record. That was Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, is?
Getting down with the teenagers. Yeah, Ringo Beat, 1964.
I thought it was a teenager. Ella Fitzgerald.
It's on the Verve label when she was on that label.
Verve label.
She got all hip with the Beatlemania craze. Cashed in.
It's something, something special right here in Vinyl Cobwebs 204. You know, we do this show every 2 weeks now. And we've been sticking to it pretty good, haven't we?
Yeah, lately we've been pretty good.
We do it.
Yeah. Better than the last year or so.
I'm going to play something by The Circle, you know, the big red rubber ball guys.
Are you going to play something off that Minx album?
I am. It's a lovely game, Louise. I'm going to play. It's by The Circle.
Play.
Shut up.
You,
why do you have to leave the 45 spindle in? I mean, I have to reach over and pull it out. Just
well,
do it for me.
This show's all about 45s, Solomon.
Well, I don't have it on 45s. You got to play LP every once in a while.
We should have two turntables instead of our usual four.
You got to shush. Shush. Here we go.
Yeah. Is it just your pride that keeps it all inside and makes you believe it's a lovely game you play, Louise? And this lovely game you play is a meaningless charade. You know that he's gone and left you all alone. And once again you're sighing and you're crying, 'cause you don't believe it's a lovely game you play,
that's terrible, Frank. What are you doing?
Oh, that's that's Carrie fan music, Donovan.
Oh, shut.
All you Carrie fans like that one, I'm sure.
I am. Don't make me make you, you know, do a Dwayne Kaiser commercial on the spot. I could do that. I could do it right now. You could do it.
Donovan,
I could do it.
Don't make me climb up on the stop sign and put Kiwi again.
It's not even funny. You know, usually things you do are funny. That's not premium. That's not deluxe.
Donovan.
There's... what? Exactly what you think it is, listeners.
That was from a movie soundtrack. I would like to see that movie.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, you're on the air with Donovan and Premium.
Oh, I put the minx on here. It's actually the...
Hello, caller. No one there. Let's go to line two. You can reach us here at 570-VC-VC. 570-VINYL-COBWEBS, VINYL-COBWEBS. Or if you're going mobile, the cellular long-distance line is 263-VC-VC. Let's go to the phone lines. Here we go. Hello, you're welcome to VINYL-COBWEBS.
Hello, I am Teresa Heinz Kiwi.
Why are you calling this program?
Actually, I'm Teresa. Because I want you all to vote for my husband. He is a good American and will do good things. He will give away free candy to all the boys and girls.
Why do you sound like you're a foreigner?
Because I was born in America. And see, I am a husband and I was born in America.
Here's a hot dog. Now go put some ketchup on it. Click. Okay, that's enough of that. How did we take a call here? I don't know. We don't have phone lines hooked up. Just magically appeared for the phone lines. Part of the magic that is Vinyl Cobwebs.
Let's play another record, Donovan.
Bubbly Crown!
Bubbly Crown!
Okay. Email us, vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. I'd like to thank Robbie Strike out there, the Canadian guy. Thanks for the DVD. I'll send you out one here shortly. Bye. What? What happened to my voice? I think I talked backwards. We had to try playing that back. Okay. All right. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for you to push the button.
Oh, I'm pushing the button right now. Here we go. Click.
Ooh. No, that's not the button.
Ooh, we're in mono now.
That button right there.
That button. Boy, the crew!
Betty, how many times have I asked you not to leave Tommy's bicycle in the driveway?
Who are you yelling at, stupid? You're in the wrong driveway. Now beat it before I get sore.
Boy crown!
Glucks go the Roger McGowan and Gene Clark.
Ah, Donovan, this what? Bush fan really liked that song.
What do you mean?
You would think that he wouldn't, that Bush fans wouldn't like this song, but I do. I've
what
always liked
Bush
it.
What does Bush fans have to do with the song?
Because a lot of people think Bush fans can't be people that grew up in the 60s and became hippies and
they
were
can't
all
be.
Hip and cool.
George Bush's celebrity supporters are ZZ Top and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And
not
Ted
a good
Nugent.
Bush.
Ted yeah. Nugent.
Well.
And some country singers, which I don't really care for right now.
Definitely not the Dixie Chicks.
Oh,
they were the ones that got in trouble.
They're
for
Carrie fans. They like Carrie.
It's not. It's just not separating the two camps. If you're,
I know.
If you're a celebrity, you're just not a Carrie guy or a Bush guy. There's your people on the fringe, your Nader people.
Yeah,
who's a
right.
Nader person?
A Nader person? John Denver.
Yeah. Well, he's
dead. Bad.
That's exact. That's what's going to happen to his campaign too. Is he still running? Is he still running as
no,
the independent, or did he step
He hung
out?
Up his jogging suit a long time ago, Donovan.
Jogging? What do you mean jogging suit?
Oh, Donovan, I get to make the joke sometimes.
I think we should start a new campaign. Premium Deluxe for Prez. Premium for Prez.
Okay.
What's the first three things on your docket and when you become Prez?
When I become Prez, I'm going to be the diversity president.
What?
Yes, I will be all about diversity and sharing all kinds of around-the-world experiences with everyone. Like I'm going to do on Vinyl Cobwebs. For example, I'm going to play a musical diversity tune. Here we go.
Here we go.
Remember when I mentioned Kyo Sakamoto? Here he is.
Al Gore's my hero, Al Gore.
Hello, the Chad. I tried to punch the Chad. I don't know. Can you help me? I want to vote for Al Gore.
Yes, but John Kerry is going to be president, not Al Gore.
But I don't know who this Gary from Schmerry is. I want Al Gore. He's such a nice young man, and we were cheated in the last election. It's supposed to be Al Gore president right now. So, punch that Chad for Al Gore, all you people out there. Punch it well. I think that we were all disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised?
When that man born with a spoon in his mouth took over the world.
Who took over the world?
And now my Social Security is totally evaporating before my ancient eyes.
You have no more air conditioning, do you?
No air conditioning. It's so hot and stuffy here in hurricane-torn Florida.
Hurricane-torn Florida.
I went for a marvelous ride in my trailer home through the skies of Florida. Fortunately, I landed on a bush. A bush. I made a funny one.
You're too old to vote. You should be turned into oil.
No.
Stop it.
Be sure to punch
a
Chad.
No. Lose that voice. That voice is disturbing me. You actually look like an old lady when
Please
you do it.
Please punch the Chad for Al Gore this year, okay? Everybody.
Al Gore's not running.
I don't know.
Sing
Kerry
me a
from
song
Schmidt.
In that voice.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm so old, I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, this is bad.
Is anyone home?
I have to take the up escalator Hello? Just to get to hell.
Hello?
Okay, put this on.
Ayoyoy, mita no tate koro. Tiny Donovan here. Kung Pao Chicken.
Oh, that's Japan. Japanese.
I'm sorry. Offend to me.
You Kerry fans need to know your races.
I went to San Diego last weekend with Screamy Sato, and we ordered Crispy Duck. Crispy Duck for Donovan.
Crispy Duck for Donovan?
And Kung Pao Chicken for Premium. Tiny Donovan.
Tanko Bushi is what it's called.
Don't have root beer. Have Coke.
Tank.
Me Chinese. Me play jog.
You pour...
Me go pee-pee and Scott Ralph's car.
Yes, you do. Kyo Sakamoto, Tanko Bushi.
Oh, Tanko Bushi.
That's what it's called, Don.
Tanko Kerry, Tanko Bushi.
Tanko
Bushi.
Yes.
Tanko Kerry.
Oh, I get it now. It took me a while.
What happened?
Don?
What's going on? We're all going to die!
There's a Tanko Bushi.
Tanko Bushi. I vote for Tanko Kerry.
Kerry's tank is going to do a Tanko Bushi. Kaboom!
Tanko Bushi?
Kyo Sakamoto!
Tanko Bushi!
He sing good song in Japanese. Tanko Bushi.
Tanko Ralphie?
That is what it's called.
Premium.
I don't have the original 45 of this. What it is on is the Starline reissue of Sukiyaki on the B-side of that. I have the original Sukiyaki, and we played the B-side of that. Remember that one weird song, Donovan, we played?
Oh, yeah.
A B-side, Kyo Sakamoto, that we played early on in our episodes.
With a very long title.
Yes.
It was like 20 words.
Well, this is not it. This is... We're still talking in that voice. Oh, God. We're awful, Donovan. Should we play another record? We're going on and on too long on this show.
People like Turbo.
I want to play a Peter Sellers with the Hollies. It's called After the Fox. It's from a movie soundtrack on United Artists 45. After the Fox, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And we're talking in that voice again.
Burt Bacharach.
Weren't the Hollies on the Imperial label in the United States? Well, here, for some reason, they're on United Artists. Kind of like what the Beatles did when they did the Hard Day's Night soundtrack. They went on United Artists instead of Capitol. Ah, so.
How's that work?
I don't know, but why am I hearing a tape rewind?
Why don't you...
Is it your computer?
You're having Chinese flashback. Why don't you sing one verse of...
Oh, it's on your...
Why don't you sing one verse of Kyo Sakamoto as Sukiyaki as
your mic is dying.
As you go into this. Whoa! I'm dying!
Here we go.
One Chinese night, I died!
Listen, Donovan. Here we go. I will sing.
You go right now. Okay, what? Go.
おえほほほへてあれかあばにちんだほしほかさたやべほろとつほぼろひひとほちどはろふるしあわせはこぼれかがに You have to when you sing
why
in Japanese.
Why did John do that?
You have to do that when you sing Japanese.
I don't like you.
Okay, no, here we go. Into Peter Sellers and the Hollies After the Fox.
Okay.
I am the fox.
Who are you?
I am me.
Who is me?
Me is a thief.
You bring your poor mother grief. So after the fox, up to the hunt with chains and locks. So after the fox, someone is always chasing.
On the track.
Where's the truck?
I won't tell.
You must tell.
Then I will lie.
You make your poor sister lie. So after the fox, up to the hunt with chains.
be rich.
Why not work?
Work is hard.
You be caught.
I never fail.
All the cooks wind up.
Not to me, not to me.
So after the fox, after the fox, off to the hunt with chains and locks. So after the fox, after the fox, someone is always chasing after the fox.
Ready to rock and roll and Bobby Stroll and call me, why don't you know? I'm looking for an egg roll.
Nagasaki sukiyaki.
Rock the bomb!
I pledge my word of honor that I know a lot of cheating.
I know a lot of cheating. Tap.
Bowling Brown! Bowling Brown! Bowling Brown! Bowling Brown!
Bowling Brown! Let's be partners! Let's be partners! Let's be partners! Let's be partners!
Jimmy, play a horn like I don't care. Jimmy, play a horn like I don't care. Jimmy, play a horn like I don't care. So we can dance all day.
Let's be partners!
Every kid in town will be right there. Every kid in town will be right there. Every kid in town will be right there. As long as he can stay. There's always such a good time whenever he's around. So should I turn up this time, you know I'll be found. Jimmy, play a horn like I don't care. Jimmy, play a horn like I don't care.
This is psycho! There's no other way to say this!
La 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 la. That's when she get a big goosebumps. Like I got the itch and then my mouth gets dry. And I get the blinks and my legs starts a-flipping like a
tiddlywinks. La la la, la la la, la, you're my lollipop.
La la la, la la la, you're my lollipop. La la la, lollipop, let me hear sweet talking from you.
Well, you got my number and my number's up. No
gag,
la la la, la la la, you're my lollipop.
La la la, la la la, you're my lollipop. La la la, la, lollipop, la, let me hear sweet talking from you. La la la, lollipop, got you on my mind. La la la, lollipop, you've been all the kind. La la la, la la la, you're my lollipop. I always love you, baby, and I'll never stop.
La la la, la la la, you're my lollipop.
La la la, la la la, you're my lollipop.
La la la,
lollipop, let me hear sweet talking from you.
You are la 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 la.
Thank you.
my little spaceship Venus, speeding through the sky so fast. I could see the stars and sunlight slipping by as I went past. All dressed up in a new spacesuit, I felt like a splendid king who owned all the spheres below him and would always start to sing. In my space machine I can see so much all across the sky and such. I can skim along as I sing my song till I see a star to touch.
In my little spaceship Venus, speeding through the sky so fast, I could see the stars and sunlight slipping by as I went past. All dressed up in a new spacesuit, I felt like a splendid king who owned all the spheres below him and would always start to sing. In my little spaceship, I could see so much all across the sky and stars. I can skim along as I sing my song till I see a star to touch. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, Prima. That, what are you doing?
Yes, we speak through music for older children, album 5.
What's this?
That's Herb and Betty
Warner. What song was it you played? Where is it?
It's called...
No, right, no, let me see. What's it called?
Are we recreating this moment, too?
Oh, yeah, I thought we were.
Oh, there it is, though.
Oh, okay.
My spaceship.
Don't get mad at me.
I found it.
No, go.
Okay. All right. Jeez, you Carrie fans.
You can email us here.
You can email us here in these scary, hellish chambers.
You don't do it very well anymore.
No,
you
I don't.
Kingston Trio album.
Kingston Trio. Do you want me to do that song over again?
No. Okay, let me just reach over here.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, not that.
What's the matter?
No.
No, just let me do
You're
it.
You're sabotaging Vinyl Cobwebs.
No, we've gotten a lot of emails in the past about the great John Davidson songs we've
emails.
Been playing. Yes,
you
we did.
Know that.
We did. No. People said that we've put him on a pedestal, kind of like what they did 10 years ago with Tony Bennett, you know, the Gen Xers.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, John Davidson, he does things. You know, he does a reading on what's happening in university land. On his NBC special.
I see the picture.
He sits with a big guitar on his lap in a big ski lodge, and he does it very
yes.
ski lodgy.
But see,
he also helps out with the community, and he does things on the craft music hall. You know, he's very hip. He's got the hairdo.
He has the John Kerry complexion right there.
He does not have the John Kerry looks like a Herman Munster.
Herman Munster.
We're gonna listen to his wonderful, thunderful rendition of "By the Time I Get to Phoenix."
But that girl that was looking at him in the audience, she looks like she'd rather be at a Strawberry Alarm Clock concert.
Listening to 3, which was the biggest hit on last week's show, by the way.
Right.
We had lots of email. Thanks for everyone. Put it on, Pram.
Oh, just do I have to put it on?
John Davidson's
do
going places.
Do I have to put this red Columbia label thing on the turntable?
Yes, he's going places.
Do I have to sink it into the grooves? Do I have to sink it into the grooves?
That's right.
Oh, you Carrie fans, you're going to really dig this song.
Pram,
I know
put
you
it will. On. It's come on.
Oh, no, 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 the tape's not going.
It's what do you mean?
Right, it's here
oh, come on.
What is it
today? Premium!
Wrong cut!
You're ruining my lead-in.
Here we go.
Just Premium, what are you doing?
Oh, okay, go ahead. Do I have to sink it into the grooves? I'll just hold the needle up until you're ready for me to put it in.
Okay. Well, go!
Oh. Do I have to sink it into the grooves? I thought you were done.
It's good.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
Aw, listen to that buttery voice.
She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch, give me a call, but she'll just hear that phone keep right on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. She'll cry. Again, I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Okay, now. Oh, you just sabotaged Vinyl Cobwebs. That cut there has no hooks in it. It's just like listening to David Bowie album or something. No hooks, absolutely nothing to grab you and go ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Oh, I need some ka-chunks.
Speaking of ka-chunks, we're going to listen to John Davidson now and his follow-up to this album. No, I'm kidding.
Everything is beautiful.
No.
We're going to play his cut.
No, we're not.
Politician. It's just in time for...
Beat you up.
Pray. Have you ever listened to this? No, we'll play something in the way she lives.
No, not something in the way she moves.
Moves.
Lives.
Oh, no. Raindrops keep falling on my head. That's the perfect one.
Sing it to me.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Now do Louis Armstrong doing it.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
do the papa do the papa papa does the no do Bobby Rydell doing it.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Yeah.
Do the hand thing. You know it's radio. No one can see.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Wild one. I'm gonna tear you down. Something in the way she moves.
Okay, now do it in a screamy black metal, heavy metal kind of.
Something in the way she the vision.
Pretty damn, that's good, Prim. How do you do it? Okay. It looks like you're constipated. You're trying to poop.
Oh, I'm heavy metal deluxe again.
Oh, Prim, I injured myself. It's the first time.
Oh, Donovan, I'm going to play something very Vinyl Cobwebsy.
It's time to play something Vinyl Cobwebsy now, because people are falling asleep at the wheel.
I choked on a ham sandwich.
So let's wake them up right now with the Elephant Game Part 1, based loosely on the Bo Diddley guy's Say Man thing. You know, the two
By
drunken...
By the way, Bo Diddley's coming next week here to Salt Lake. We have to go see him.
Really?
Yes. We have to go see him.
Oh, we will make...
That'll be a Vinyl Cobweb special.
We will make a point of it.
Okay, go.
Elephant Game, Part 1 by Renfro and Jackson out of Hollywood, California on GSP Records Label 1963. It sounds a lot like the Bo Diddley song where they're, you know, "Hey, man, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to cut you down with my remark right now. Okay, we'll cut you down. Here we go."
That was extra stellar. I don't know how you do it. You do a really deep one.
Boom! Here we go. Oh, ouch.
Well, hello, Jackson.
Hey, what's happening, Renfro?
I just learned a new game. You want to play?
What kind of game you mean, Renfro?
The elephant joke game. You answer elephant questions.
Renfro, you have nutted in Mr. Goodbar.
Hey, man, the whole world playing it.
Let's go get on then, Renfro.
Okay then, Jackson. Why is it dangerous to walk through the jungle between the hours of 2 and 4 in the afternoon?
Now, Renfro, you know I ain't never been no further than East L.A.
Well, that's when the elephants jump out of trees. You big it up too, Jackson?
Renfro, they are silly.
Well, that's what makes them funny, Jackson. Here's some more. Try to answer.
Okay.
Why do elephants travel in herds?
I don't know.
So they can get their tennis shoes wholesale.
Renfro, you is ignorant.
You try one, Jackson.
Okay. Why do elephants have wrinkled knees?
Maybe they forgot to have their skins pressed.
No, Renfro. It's from bending down shooting marbles.
Here's one for you, Jackson. Why do ducks have webbed feet?
Now, Renfro, we was discussing elephants, not ducks.
Same thing, Jackson. You don't know the answer?
Uh-uh.
So they can stomp out forest fires. How does elephants get their tennis shoes dirty?
From wearing them, man.
Oh, from stomping out burning ducks.
Renfro.
Yeah, Jackson.
Where do these things come from?
I ain't for certain, but somebody said the president got them done.
Well, now, why would the president want to do that?
So the elephants would start roosting on the White House roof. I dig these jokes.
Me too. Here's one, Renfro.
Okay, Jackson, go ahead on.
Why does elephant sleep with the feet in the air?
To keep their tennis shoes clean.
No, man, you're all messed up. It's to trip blue jays when they fly by.
Oh, I dig that record. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs, that's 1963. Remember elephant jokes were hot? Ah, that's a good one, Donovan. Renfro and Jackson, 1963. I love finding things like that. I found it in Burley, Idaho, of all places, at a Salvation Army. Or equivalent called the Deseret
Industries.
I'm just saying duh because I'm a duh right now. All right, and before that we had By the Time I Get to Phoenix by John Davidson. And before that we had Lollipop by Vincent Edwards. Yes, that Vincent Edwards. I think it's 1962 or 3. It's on that, you know, orange and yellow Capital Swirl label. Jimmy Play a Horn by Stacey Henry on the Flippin' Records label. Only 1 minute and 45 seconds long. Yes, it is. Who is Stacey Henry? I don't know. It looks like the record was written by Jimmy Portier. No, it's Sidney Prozen. Okay, that was a goodie. I think about 1960 on that, baby. I could get technical if you want me to, but I won't right now. And now let's play the swing bike theme. The radio spot, Jimmy Osmond. Take it away, Jimmy.
Hi, this is Jimmy Osmond.
And I have an exciting new fun-filled experience to share with all of you.
Sorry, Jimmy.
It's my favorite pastime. The swing bike. As you may remember, the swing bike was first seen on the Donnie and Marie show. During breaks on the set, Donnie perfected stunts on the bike to show off for all of you. Now Marie Marie is pretty good at it, too. What makes the swing bike so unique is that the fun isn't just limited to kids. Our entire family enjoys it. So don't miss out. Get yourself a swing bike and good times will come your way.
You do that so nice. You play a horn too.
Hello. Hello, baby. 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 Hello. Hello, baby.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. Want a kiss? Let now eat
one. Hello, baby. Hello.
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 Hello,
baby.
Baby.
Hello, test. Oh, my
God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, baby.
Baby.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Want a kiss?
Want a kiss?
Hello, baby. Want a kiss?
Is this the record Big Bopper was listening to when he got inspired?
Hello, baby. Want a kiss?
Well, this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs is coming to a swift premium cheese close. I hope you enjoyed
We'll see you next time on 205, okay? Have a good September. We'll see you at the end of September now, okay?
See you in September.
Have fun on 205, folks, if we make it there.
Okay. See you next week.
Oh, that was pretty, Donovan.
The vision.